if the children are around and you're afraid they're going to put their hands on something that they'll spoil or maybe disturb, you might say, all right, now don't you
touch that. That's a mistake. They always do.
I think my daughter has been trained to operate when I say no.
A lot of times, if you don't say anything about something, they won't do it. But just as sure as you tell them, well, they, you know they got to do that then.
I'm always going to help mine. If we're sitting here and, oh, let's say that pillow over there and you want it, what would you ask me to do?
Hand me the pillow, please, Would you hand me the pillow, please, likely?
And in basketball, when one team throws the ball through the hoop, they score a...
Well, 1 point or two, depends on which, in what circumstances you threw in that.
What do they call this, scoring a point? Make a...
Basket.
And in football...
Touchdown.
Touchdown when they cross the...
Goal line.
I want to know if you say goal or duel. I know you don't say duel.
No.
The game that is played out on a meadow-like thing, where there's a pole and a flag and a little round hole, you hit the little ball.
You mean that pasture pool you're talking about
golf? Pasture pool. Very good. If somebody's going to help you carry something, you go over and get it, let's say a pipe. You go over and get it, and you pick up your end, and he just stands there. You say, all right, now reach down there and...
Get a hold of it.
You get where you want to go, and you want him to take his hands away, you say...
Put it down.
Well, you just want to...
Drop it.
Anything else you might say to get him to let his hands...
Yeah, likely I would. I'd likely say something else.
If you're going someplace with another guy, and you're ready and he isn't, and he gets all disturbed because you're ready, you say, all right, just take it easy, it's all right, I'll
be ready in a minute.
Well, you're all ready and he isn't.
Oh, well,
you want him to let him know that you won't go without him.
Yeah, I'll wait.
If you've had one turn to do something, you did a poor job, but you know the next time you'll be able to do a good job, you might say, all right, I'll just, please, will you please give me
some time
or another
chance.
And a person who takes a joke well and can tell a good joke and appreciates humor, you say, oh, I've given it away. Has a good sense of...
Humor,
I want the pronunciation on that.
Huh?
I want the pronunciation on that. I got it.
Did you?
And if a salesman comes by the house and comes inside and just sticks around and sticks around and sticks around, and Thelma might say, did you ask him to stay? And you say, no, I'm trying to...
I'm trying to get you out of here.
And the Declaration of Independence was... How was it recorded? I'll put this a different way. Let's say somebody just sends you a letter.
Yeah.
And he wants a reply.
Well, the Declaration of Independence was filed away, of course.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Somebody sends you a letter, and he wants a reply, and you forget it, and Thelma finally says, have you...
Answered that letter.
And if you write this letter to somebody, you know the man's name, but you've forgotten where he lives, you might give it to Thelma and say, will you please...
Mail this, address it, and mail it.
Yep. And if, on the other hand, you send a letter to somebody for information, you will expect in return to get an
answer. Yes.